MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A Roswell student is accused of bringing an airsoft BB gun to his middle school on Friday. The Chavez County Sheriff's Office says they received a call about a student with an airsoft gun at Berendo Middle School, and resource officers immediately found the student and confiscated the gun. According to deputies, the student said he brought it to show his friends and confirmed the student did not make any threats to staff or students. Deputies say the student was not able to be placed in the juvenile detention center due to lack of space and was released to his parent. Economists tasked with predicting New Mexico's financial health said the state will generate a little more than $14 billion in revenue in the upcoming fiscal year, a figure that means the state will have nearly $500 million of new money to spend when they craft a budget early next year. In total, the roughly $14.1 billion the state expects to generate in revenue in the fiscal year beginning July 1st of 2026 is about $485 million more than the total amount the state is currently spending in this fiscal year, which is approximately $13.6 billion. Oil and gas revenues are expected to contribute about one-third of the state's general fund over the next few years, but that figure would have been closer to 50% if the state hadn't diverted excess oil and gas revenues into trust funds that fund early child education, behavioral health, and other reserve funds, according to estimates. And the Ruidoso Municipal School District Board of Education will hold a meeting starting at 9:30 a.m. while visiting Sierra Vista Primary School on Friday. Sierra Vista is located at 199 White Mountain Drive in Ruidoso. The only action item on the agenda is consideration of approval of the Ruidoso Municipal School District 2025-2026 nurse salary schedule. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.